Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to the first episode of A Pixel at a Time, a podcast that we will talk about the anxieties of your day-to-day life as a game developer or as someone working in the creative area. Don't worry, if that's not you, I think you might still find like some valuable advice over here, especially because at the end of the day, we're all human beings. And I think you'll be able to relate to a lot of the stuff I'm going to be talking about here, and maybe even with the guests I'm going to have around. So yeah, I think this is going to be a great venue for talking about how is it like growing up, becoming an adult, and then having to deal with all the bullshit that comes with it, and discovering that you are like neurodivergent, or you know, whatever it is that happens in your adult life, because all of us have a very, very weird path, or like not the path we thought we would have initially, or the path we thought we were gonna have for ourselves, and that's fine. I think that's life, you know. And at the end of the day, I wish I had someone telling me, you know what, it's okay, you're gonna be okay. And that's why I wanted to create this podcast. And that's exactly why I called it A Pixel at a Time. To remind myself sometimes that, you know, sometimes things will take longer than what I thought. And sometimes life will not go the way I would like it to go. And I need to accept that. I think all of us need to accept that, and there's no problem in that. But yeah, so my name is Inês. I'm Portuguese. I'm currently living in the UK. I moved here to do a master's degree back in 2018, and I ended up staying here. I did a master's in video games enterprise production and design at BCU, Birmingham City University. And I ended up finding a job in the video games industry, which was like my dream since I was a child. That's actually an interesting topic, because I don't think it was actually a dream since I was a child, but I always loved video games. Let's put it that way. And that's how I ended up here. I think we should do an episode on like growing up and finding like, oh shit, this is actually a career, or I can do this for my career. That's definitely something I think I need to talk about with someone. But yeah, so I moved here, I found a job in the video games industry. I always considered myself a very creative person, but I ended up working in production, really. I don't know how many of you on that side know video games and how video games are made, but, you know, producers are usually the people that are closest to project managers in a way. There's not a lot of, like, standardization in the video games industry of how, like, jobs go. Like, a producer in a company might have a set of responsibilities that it doesn't on the other one you find a job, which sometimes makes it quite hard, you know, for you to find your way, or for you to realize, like, is this the right call for me? Is this what I want to do? Because there's always, like, sometimes it feels, if you're working, like, in co-development with different companies or something like that, it might feel like, oh, shit, I don't want to work like this. But then, like, you find an indie company that is making a game, and you work with them, and you realize, oh, shit, I actually like this. So it's literally about making all of these little experiments in your life and finding out a place that suits you, right? And I think that's the ultimate thing. And I want you to know, you that are on that side, that that's fine. You know, everything in life are small experiments, and we are all going in our own roads trying to find our own ways. And it's not going to go as you want sometimes. So, a little bit more about me then, to give context to what we're talking about. So, a few months ago, back in July this year, July 2023, I've decided to quit my job. I had a very stable job, and I decided I couldn't be a producer anymore. Exactly because I felt like I was betraying some of my values of creativity by being in a position where sometimes, especially as projects scale up, it feels more like you're managing numbers than people, and I couldn't live with that as a human being. And but at least not now. Maybe I do not have the skill set, or I really don't know, but I think it was the right choice for me. So right now, here I am at home. I always wanted to create my own games company. I always wanted to do my podcast, my YouTube channel, which you can find at Inés Lagarto. Yeah, I'm going to leave the link in the description here. But yeah, I always wanted to do this stuff. But it's November now, and I released my first YouTube video last month. And with all honesty, it's only now that I'm finding the drive and the strength to do the rest of it. And I think a lot of it comes from the fact that, like, sometimes we just need time for ourselves. And sometimes, like, even though we think things are going to be faster, or that you're going to, you know, leave your job and you're going to start, like, working on your own stuff pronto, sometimes you need to give yourself the grace of healing and putting yourself back in the right mindset to do things. I've been struggling a lot with this. Most of you might know I'm quite a workaholic. I love to work. I love to get involved in every detail, like, that I can about the organization that I'm working with. Or I really like to live the moment and live, you know, in a very, like, holistic way of, like, this thing makes sense to me, therefore I'm gonna give my maximum to it. I'm gonna help with a social event, even though, like, you know, your job role might be something very specific. I always think about that company, that place. How can we grow together? How can we make more stuff? Or how can we improve and make sure our values are expanding correctly as, like, the company changes and have ebbs and flows of, you know, corporate life. And same with my life, right? And I really think we need to work on those values and make sure we are doing things aligned with ourselves at the end of the day. So yeah, have you taken the time today to think about that? Have you taken the time to look at yourself in the mirror and think, am I happy right here, right now? Are my values aligned with what I'm doing? Yes, no. And are you happy with where you are in life? Don't worry, like, the answers don't need to be all good and positive here. I think the most important thing is that we do stay curious and we keep asking ourselves, like, is this the right path for me? What I don't want for myself or for my friends or, you know, is to, for anyone really out there that is listening to this, for you to wake up one day and figure out, like, oh shit, I've actually not been living according to what I wanted to, or I've not been showing myself up to my full potential every day. And that's the last thing I want to hear. Like, well, I just don't want anyone out there to waste their lives somehow, I think. And hopefully this podcast will, like, bring some joy to your life, will bring some relatability, like, in the conversations I'm going to be having with people that I know and people that I possibly don't know. But yeah, I think you find some, I hope you find some comfort in this, and I hope you enjoy this ride with me. I think it's going to be a blast. I think we're going to have a good time together, and I'm looking forward to learn as much as I can. Like, I know, like, the most funny thing is that I know that most of the people in the video games industry did not have, like, you know, this career path that is super determined as it starts, and you just follow it and you get to the place like you were aiming at. You know, it's not like a career you start here and you just go through it and you went in the right place. I think, like, no one in the video games development world will tell you that, unless you're talking more about, like, I don't know, other admin parts of game development, like HR or the marketing teams. I can see those being quite standardized, but I think everyone else, like, even though corporations have, like, the structure for career growth, like, I don't know, like, I feel one of my previous bosses, like, he was a QA when he started, and he went to be a producer, and then, you know, he did a lot of different things. I think he was manager of acquisitions for a while, like, he ended up as a development director, so it's not that straight. I also have a friend that she worked as a writer and then as a marketer, and then she's a writer again, but now for video games. So you see all of this stuff happening in our area. Like, it's not as solid, I would say, as people think. And I think it's because people in the video games industry are more open to figuring out when something does not work, and also get more, like, frustrated about things when they don't work, and they end up, like, eventually making a change in their lives, and that's okay. Like, other times it might be the other way around, and it might just be, like, that, you know, you really want this job, and, you know, you want the stability of this income, and you're happy in this corporation, and you're doing your 9-to-5 to go back to your family, that is also fine. Like, I think the most important thing, as I said before, is really that we accept ourselves, and we find that acceptance within ourselves, and find a way to give back to the world, like, with our own skills, with our own ability. I think that's the ultimate goal. And if you're doing that in whatever way you are doing it, you're already a star. I want you to know this. And don't quit from what you believe, right? Stand for yourself. Or, you know, even if you are in a moment where you're more down and you can do so, like, grab some strength in your peers. Take the time for yourself. Put your energy back in place. And then stand up for yourself when you can. Don't let yourself get into that, you know, wave of bad thoughts and the circle of depression and spiraling down. Just don't. You got this. I'm here to tell you today that you got this. So, yeah, okay. So I think that was quite a nice introduction to very briefly, like, who I am, what I believe, why are we here? So I think I'm gonna be talking about some stuff that I want to be talking about here, more than, like, you know, telling you that you're amazing, or if you feel that you aren't right now, like, you're on the path to be so. So embrace yourself. Things that I want to be talking about: different ways of getting into the video games industry is a big one for me, because I've realized over the last few years that everyone that I've met, like, have a very, very different path. And sometimes it's not as linear as you think. And sometimes it's not just by sending CVs that you will find your best opportunity. So I want to bring some people on board here to the podcast to talk a bit about that and talk about their experiences and how they got into the video games industry, and maybe give you a little bit of, like, you know, that support that you're needing, or that belief that you are needing to get into the games industry or change your job within the games industry. Because, again, path is not a linear thing. Like, there's more than one way to climb up the mountain, And yeah, I think those will be quite interesting conversations to have. I also want to be talking about video games and how video games are making a difference positively or negatively, and bring some examples to the sessions. I think this is going to be very interesting because this is one of the topics that I nerd more about. Like, anyone that knows me knows this. Like, I nerd a hell of a lot about video games and how video games are positive for us or negative for us. Like, the social impact of it and how it can bring good benefits through a play session. No, I'm not talking about edutainment. Like, edutainment is a term that describes video games made for you to learn content or a material. Usually is more like a quiz or something very simple where you match stuff to learn. That's not what I'm talking about at all. Like, what I really, really like is to understand how entertainment games, so big, big AAA blockbuster games, are doing it through their characters, through their narratives, and incorporating that game's design to bring you that experience that you play and you think, freaking hell, this is like the best game ever, you know? That is the kind of stuff that I really, really like to nerd and talk about, and I'm so excited to do so. So yeah, you'll be seeing a lot of that. We can talk a bit about management, because that was my area of expertise, even though, not gonna lie, right now I'm a bit triggered with it, and it's hard for me to actually talk about this. But I'm gonna be doing my best to answer your questions and to support you when you send me, like, some emails asking, like, questions and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, that's something we can do. Another thing is, like, between big and small episodes, I want to do, like, you know, big episodes more like free format, me talking or having a conversation with someone. And smaller episodes should be just, like, me reading emails from you and trying to answer as best as I can. Or you can send me a voice message as well. I'll do my freaking best to answer all of them, but, you know, we never know how these things go. In the beginning, probably it will be easier than as time goes by with the podcast, but that's fine. I can promise you that I'm always going to give my best to try to answer you and be as candid as I can. Sometimes I also might, like, just, like, peek, you know, something from the games industry, from the news that are happening right now, and talk about it and how it's impacting the video games industry, how it's impacting the people and the people's lives. Right now, there's a big thing going on, and this is not video games industry exclusive, which is we're living a worldwide economical crisis, right? And there's a lot of people, unfortunately, that are losing their jobs right now and that have been laid off from big companies, small companies, like with investors pulling out from projects that were, like, in development, I don't know, some of them for like 5 years, 7 years, who knows. And it's insane to see the amount of people that got laid off, the amount of people that have been, you know, just, I don't know, without nothing right now. Projects canceled, dreams canceled, like, it's always, like, very scary and tragic. I don't know how many of you have gone through this out there, but it's always pretty hard, like, when a project gets canceled. Sorry, my cat just completely threw, like, most of my papers to the ground. But moving on. Yeah. So it's very hard when a project gets cancelled and you worked and put your soul in it, like, for, I don't know, a year, half a year even, sometimes 4 years. Like, it's like, can you imagine going in every day to a job that, like, you're working and putting your creative soul into it, and it never sees the light of day because it just gets canned? It's terrifying, you know? And yeah, I assume this happens in a lot of creative industries, and it's very soul crushing, and it is important to have like a nice network around you so that you can, you know, rebuild yourself and find strength in those hard times. It's very, very tough. Like, so yeah, if you are in this situation, yeah, just know there are a lot of people out there going through the same, like, and use the hashtag open to work on LinkedIn. I'm pretty sure there's a few more. Yeah, let's all try to help each other finding those jobs and then support that they need, right? Like, this is very, very bad. There's probably people that, you know, are just stressing over, like, bills at the end of the month right now and all that. So let's make sure we are, you know, calm and supportive in these times of need for everyone. Be kind to each other right now, I think that's the main key, but yeah. On a brighter side, though, there have been a lot of great releases of video games as well. This year, I'm super nerding out over Spider-Man 2. I'm going to do a YouTube video on it pretty soon. I'm doing the research. And Jesus, doing the research is hard. Like, you know, it's not just like it's not just like sitting down and talk about something. It's like to make a proper video of something that it has, like, you know, sustainable, like, sustained content and proves, like, some of the stuff I want to be talking about. It's hard, like, between playing, writing scripts, like, finding some scientific articles to back it off. It's hard. And I'm finding joy in that, actually, in that research, in that part of it. I still haven't quite found out, like, the perfect way of scripting things, but I'm sure I'm going to get there. So if you have any tips, just do let me know, because right now, everything is freaking appreciated, because your bae over here, it's on this journey, and just like a baby, starting to learn how to crawl, so that one day I can climb the mountain as well. So yeah, do give me your tips. I'll be open to them. And yeah, let's do it together. I hope I can climb this mountain. So besides Spider-Man 2, there's a lot of, like, you know, rumors about the release of a possible DLC or a new game for God of War. And I'm like, over the freaking moon with it, you know? Like, I wasn't a big God of War fan at all. Like, I played it back in the day in PlayStation 2. I think I played God of War 1 and 2, but that was about it. And I know, like, the new remake got out. Not remake, really, but it's a reboot of the saga. And it got out in 2018, but I knew it got out, but I never really digged into it. I never really explored it. I was literally like, right, just another game from God of War. Like, and I was pretty, like, sure it was going to be, like, misogynist. It was going to be not great in the way it depicts women, or in a way he interacts with the world and he views things. And I wasn't wrong, but at the same time, I was so wrong. Like, I only played God of War 2018 last year, and I think I was quite lucky for that. I think it came at the right time, really, but I played it last year, and the sequel to it, Ragnarok, God of War Ragnarok, came out the month after I played it. So I was quite blessed to experience that, like, so immersively for the first time, of like, oh shit, like, this is actually pretty good. And the new game is coming out in 2 weeks. No way, right? So I think I was so, so lucky. So when I say I wasn't wrong, but I also was wrong, was because you see a character, Kratos, right? The main character of the game, for those of you who don't know, he's a god of war, pretty much, because he killed the god of war. But he is, like, I think he's an elf son or something. I don't quite remember, of the god of war. And yeah, on the first parts of the franchise, he kind of, like, yeah, it was him against the gods, pretty much, because they killed their family. So he really, like, rebels against the Olympus and all the gods and all that kind of stuff. And he kills them all, pretty much. Sorry, spoiler alert. If you haven't played, like, the games from 10 years ago. But 10, I think it's more. Jesus Christ, I'm getting old. Either way, yeah, like, he just... You just play with this character that did all of that. He had a lot of anger inside of him. So much anger. And right now, is in this, like, completely different stage of his life. Where he rebuilt his life. He married again, in a way. He has a child. And the game starts when his wife dies. You don't even see her. You're just doing, like, the fire to burn her body, really. And, you know, gathering the trees. That's how the game starts. And I thought that was quite impactful. And you notice that he is, like, still a harsh person. He is very brisk with his child. Like, sometimes he calls him boy, right? He doesn't even call him by his name. But you also go on this journey where you see this character that is so hard, that is so harsh on his child, and they go on this journey together to scatter the ashes of the mom, right? And they end up, like, building this really great connection between the two of them, where you just want to know where it goes, right? And you just want to, what the hell, right? I want to know what comes after. I want to know everything about this. I want to know what is going to happen. And, like, they end up, like, finding new friends, new foes, like, all of it. And they end up, like, fighting with some of the North mythology gods and meeting some of them, which is quite interesting from my perspective. So if you haven't played it yet, I strongly recommend it, because it's a game, again, that really reflects this thing of, like, you know, simple plot, complex characters and how they interact with each other. And also, like, it really breaks the boundaries of, like, what games can do and how you can project on video game characters to learn and to feel emotions beyond the play session. Because you get so, you know, you can project so much onto it. And at the same time, like, maybe you will still talk about it afterwards with your partner or with your friends, or, hey, what you thought of this scene? Or, hey, oh my god, did you see that thing? Like, what you thought about it? And that's, for me, where the curiosity comes from. And that's where, like, you find the really, really cool, interesting facts about this game. It's shocking, but it's the way we connect beyond the game session with it. And how we bring those aspects to our life that really, really matter. So I think this game is a good example of it. I can give you, like, a full list of other games, like, that can do that. Like, Life is Strange, The Last of Us, The Last of Us Part 2. Like, I can go on and on and on. But you know, like even Kena is a brilliant game as well. And it's just, yeah, it's good to see games doing that kind of stuff on a AAA level. When I say AAA, I'm talking about the big blockbuster games, because it kind of shares the awareness that video games are not just like this kid standing on a couch playing Call of Duty, you know? And I think that a lot of people in this industry do not fall under that. And if you're a game developer, there's a high chance you're going to be a gamer as well. And I'm pretty sure you're not that kid on the couch, right? On your dad's garage. So we need to get over that. And we need to make sure we're making games for the people that were children back in the 80s and now are adults working in this industry, or in the 90s. Or even if you're younger, like, all of us, in a way, like, loved this industry at a certain point in our lives, or had a connection with video games in our lives, and it is important to make sure we're making games that reflect and create more markets and more experiences, so that the video games industry continues to expand, and not just making the same kind of games over and over again, right? I think a nice, really, really nice question, like, you can ask yourself is, like, how is my game different from the rest, right? Or what is the thing that I'm trying to accomplish with it, you know? And sometimes it's more than sales. Sometimes it's more than that. And you really need to put a soul into it and think about how this character thinks. How would, like, a player think? How can we make what can we make? Which design strategies can we apply here to make sure the person is completely, like, you know, projecting onto that character? What are the steps I need to make to make sure the player connects on a deeper level with this narrative, right? Because when you start a game, most of the times you know nothing about what's going on. And like me on God of War, you come with some, you know, preconceived ideas. So as a developer, we need to think more about, like, how are we breaking those standards, and how are we making sure we're building better narratives, better mechanics to support those narratives, all of it, really. But yeah, like, that's the way I think about it, at least. And I know games are not just narrative. I know that, like, I think games are, like, the most complex medium out there, because, like, it's the whole thing of, like, it's the only medium where you're actually interacting as you're receiving the information, and your brain has more capabilities than, like, or at least your brain thinks you're actioning on a thing, right? So that's super interesting. So exactly because of that, it's also more powerful. And because it's more powerful, we also need to think more about the mechanics we're designing. And when I'm talking about mechanics in video games, I'm talking about the actions you do as a player. Is it jump? Is it run? What does interact mean, right? And how does the character interact with, I don't know, a loot box? Or how does it interact with, I don't know, when you want to trigger a conversation, for instance? Like, all of those things are very, very important, because they are going to set up your game either for success or failure. And there's no magic formula out there that creates a game that's going to be a banger. You know, there's strategies, there's design strategies that we can apply. There's, of course, like, video games that have came out that worked, so you can learn from them. But it's also hard to create that separation between, like, this is, you know, this video game and this is my video game. How do I make my soul as a developer, as a company, go into this game, right? And that's why I always go back to, what are your values? Do you know your company's values? Do you know your values as an indie developer, or as a person that is working on this piece of art? And what do you want to make with it, right? What is the impact you want to create with it? Because that's going to be different, like, for every team of developers, that's gonna be different, because there's no person like another, right? We can always have similar skill sets, but it's the moments, it's the fact that you are there in that moment that sparks an idea in a brainstorm session that's going to generate on an idea eventually down the road. And it's about the way we make decisions around those ideas that will dictate if your game is successful or not, in a way. So to you all, and to this big gamble that is making video games, in a way, I wanna really say I empathize, and I'm with you. I wanna wish you luck. I want you to be sure you're still being curious and all that. So to finish this episode, because we're close to 40 minutes already. This is insane. I never thought this would be possible. I'm not gonna lie to you. And I'm freaking proud of myself for recording this today. I woke up today with like, right, today is the day and I'm gonna record this episode that it has been like in the backbone like for so freaking long. And I just thought, nah, today is the day. You got this, girl. You're gonna do this. And I did. So pat pat to me. Super, super happy. Do let me know what you thought, what are your questions, what are your feedback on this episode. Of course, this was a bit more freeform. I had some topics, but, you know, I'm here to receive that feedback and try to learn as much as I can, as I said, and stay curious. You know, I think that is my main goal around it. So yeah. Where can you find me and support me? So I do have a Patreon where you can find me. I'm going to leave the link in the description, but find me at Inés Lagartu. That's INESLAGARTO. And I have a few very basic Patreon memberships there that you can follow. You can also find me at the same name, at Inés Lagartu. That's INESLAGARTO on YouTube. Or on Instagram at ALittleLizard. It's easier, that one, I think. You can find me there as well. And yeah, just talk to me. I also have a small Etsy store that I just released where I'm trying to put some of my creative heart so yeah, you can check me there. I just released like a few very cute mugs I released a few mugs like that say like shine bright like a crystal and have this very cute crystal on it. I also released like my crystal ball says you're full of shit kind of thing, so you can check that out there. And yeah, those are the things you can do currently to support me. Or you can also buy me a coffee. I always forget about that one, but yeah, it is a reality. You can buy me a coffee. So go to coffee. So ko-fi.com at Inés Lagartu, or you continue with Inés Lagartu, search for me. And I'm there as well. Again, those are all still under construction. It's all pretty new to me. I'm still finding my way through it. So, yeah. But, yeah, you can show support in all of those. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to see you soon again. This was very, very fun. I hope you enjoy it on that side. And, yeah, stay curious. And I'll see you on the next one. Don't forget, take things a pixel at a time. Bye.